to it. So now let's talk about decanting. Actually, we're going to talk about a little bit more than decanting. We're going to talk about trust modification generally with a focus on decanting to make clear that you're on the same page with me, or that I'm on the same page with you, or you know what page I'm on. We're going to talk about existing trusts, not so much drafting tips. Though, keep in mind that this question of decanting is a default question in the statutes and the common law cases that determine whether a decanting is available. It's because the trust does not provide a mechanism for modification. You can finesse that problem by including language in your trust that either permits decanting or permits modification by somebody else, or that prohibits it. And all of the statutes that are out there, and for that matter, the common law principles that I'm going to talk about, all would be for naught if the individual trusts in question expressly prohibited the actions that are taken in a decanting context. So there is that drafting tip. Other than that, we're talking about how to fix problems. We are going to assume, by and large, that that there is general agreement about the problem. I'm not going to say you have to have unanimity among the trustee beneficiaries, the settlor, if the settlor is still alive, and all of the players, but it certainly is a lot easier to do if there is not active opposition. Particularly note that decanting is a thing done by a trustee. So you've got to have a trustee who's not just willing to go along, but actually willing to sign the decanting document. It has been my experience with corporate trustees that many of them say, I see why you want to do this decanting. We're not opposed to it. We're not going to sign the document. We don't want to go out on a limb.